Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're dusting off, from all of this, what happened over the weekend. We're going to watch some football this weekend. We're going to wager responsibly, as always. And then we're going to do what we love doing around here, serving the community. We're going to be doing a cup of soup or bowl. Beginning a week from Monday, we're going to be beginning at Costas. I'm going to get my Costas gear. I got to get a thicker sweatshirt when it's cold like this out here for all of my gear. But we're going to be doing 5 consecutive days of community chats during the week where the Ravens would have been in the big game in New Orleans. And instead, everybody that has a football team is licking their wounds right now, except. And I called them this week, and John Martin of the Maryland Lottie will appreciate this. The Maryland Commanders are still involved in the competition there. John, you're muted. How are you, brother? Good to see you, man.
Man, I didn't see that one coming. Wow. Hey, Inessa, repeat after me. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
O
R
H
R
I
I
O.
O L E S. Or no,
Wearing
no.
my scarlet and gray, I have
You
my
know
gray
what? I didn't even
sweater.
think about that. You're an Ohio State. Like, it didn't even occur to me that you won a championship. I was thinking, like, you poor
Yeah.
sap Cleveland fans were just the same as you now. Where I was going there, and you're singing, "We are the champions," is what you're doing, right? Right? You and
Well,
Ryan Day.
if you're asking me to sing, I would politely decline that,
Right.
and our
Ohio
viewers,
State
both
has
of them,
a
would
fight
appreciate
song,
that.
though. It's "Hang on, Sloopy," right?
Well, see, and that's kind of like the fun song. I mean, they've got an album of the greatest hits. You got Script Ohio, you got Carmen Ohio with the sing at the end. You've got, of course, Hang on, Sloopy, and you've got O-H-I-O. So it's wonderful. It is
No
wonderful.
Michael Stanley in there, no Pretenders,
God
nothing
rest
like
his
that.
soul.
I did a long segment with Munch Bishop, a Cleveland legend, who's just a
Yes,
great friend of mine. When I
yes,
go to
yes.
Cleveland, I went to Cleveland last summer. The only one I saw, Bernard McKinney, my former producer, but Munch and I make 2 hours. At this point in life, when you make hours for people, and he was great friends with Michael Stanley and did this
Oh, yeah.
beautiful tribute that you can find. And here's a chance for me to plug my thing before you plug your thing, because you have $1 million scratch off. We got things going on here this week. Michael Stanley, it's in WNST Classic, which is one of my favorite things at the website at Baltimore Positive. It's all of our greatest hits. And we had like a Browns Ravens kind of normal conversation because it was a game, but it really turned into Michael Stanley died. And let's talk about Michael Stanley and rock and roll and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everything that is Cleveland that I love so much. So, okay, you won a championship this week, and I began the conversation feeling sorry for myself. And, but I tell
Yeah,
you what,
yeah.
you always talk about these scratch offs that you give me, and I give them out, and we find $1 million winners and a couple of them in 1 week. And even one of them happened to one of our sponsors, which it makes me even happier. But I know anytime you get these big winners, that's part of the fun of being able to come on and talk about this.
People go to mdlottery.com to get all the details about these stories, and they're great stories. But let's start off with a couple because again, they are fun to talk about. We have a young lady and Baltimore County woman who won on Fast Play Sevens, won the top prize of $57,777. That is not a misprint. Sometimes we do wild and wacky stuff like that. And of course, she wins a Fast Play ticket, realizes it, says to herself, quote, "Holy cow." Something tells me that's not what she said exactly, but she cleaned it up for us. Thank you very much. And she said it didn't look real. And then she scanned it, and son of a gun, it was real. So
CMD
congratulations to her.
lottery, CMD
Oh,
lottery. Or does it say
congratulate.
right on? No, it just says, this says CMD lottery, right? If you win,
Yeah,
I want to prepare myself for
different things.
what happens when this happens. But it really does. And I do want to get in a situation and find out how you have these 5, 7, 7, 7, 7, these interesting ways that you make people have fun playing, quite frankly,
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then we had the winner, where are they? They're here somewhere. Won $1 million Mega Millions ticket up at the Wawa in Bel Air, and I lost my other winner, the one that you
We had a
wanted to talk about.
$2 million
Yes, that's what I'm looking
Monopoly
for.
winner, and Owings Mills at the
Yes.
Rofo. I mean, right, they probably
Yes.
go in for some chicken and some Westerns because it's been a little cold out, maybe gassing up. I mean, I know I've been in this Royal Farms. So
Yes.
2 million bucks on a monopoly. And listen, I went through this. You're fresh to this. It's the first time you've been on in a couple of weeks. You sent me Seth after the Ravens beat the Steelers. I thought that that was a setup last week that you did that to him. I didn't think that was fair to him, but I enjoyed it because this week, who knows, you may find somebody from Buffalo or Kansas City I have to talk to. But you know, as I was going through this with him last week, I'm a Monopoly guy. I didn't have anything for you on Game of Thrones. I'm a Pac-Man guy, but I don't know how much you can talk about Pac-Man except to chase the cherries and the little pocketbook and the screen
Yep.
sheet. But Monopoly, oh my God, I've done as much Monopoly as I've done minor league hockey, which is a lot.
Well, you certainly didn't do $2 million worth, and which was the story again, mdlottery.com, as you correctly identified, at the Rofo in Owings Mills. They won on a that would be a $30 Monopoly times 200 ticket. We have a family of games. A lot of times what we'll do with the family of games is that we'll bundle them together and bring them to the market at the same time. We have one, two, three, four, five, six Monopoly branded tickets. They range from $1 price point to 5, 10, 20, and 30, which is what the $2 million top prize was. But you know what? Because sometimes, Nestor, sometimes when you scratch, you don't necessarily have a winning ticket. You have what we call a non-winning ticket. And non-winning tickets count. They all count for something. You can enter them into our second chance prize and go to mdlottery.com for all the details. We're doing something different with Monopoly Second Chance. It's a rolling cash jackpot, which means over the next several weeks, we will take entries at our MLR, My Lottery Rewards account, and you will get an entry for every price point. So, for instance, a $5 ticket will get you 5 entries, a $30 ticket will get you 30 entries. Our first drawing, if you will be in February. On February 10th, we will select five $5,000 winners. In March, five $5,000 winners plus one rolling cash jackpot. And today, as we speak, that rolling cash jackpot is well over $27,000, and it will accumulate between now and March 10th. So check out from time to time at mdlottery.com to find the status of that rolling cash jackpot, and make sure you enter your non-winning Monopoly scratch-off tickets, and you can potentially be a big winner.
You know, I went through this with, I think, Doug or Seth. They had the numbers on how many million-dollar winners there are in the Maryland lottery in any given year. I don't know that we've had a whole lot of weeks where we've had two, because usually it's like in the 30s, as I remember the number being. But we had
Yeah, the
two
last
this
year
week.
was, yep.
Millionaires Club in Gambrills, hometown of my buddy Denny Nagel. Shout out to you, partner. But at
Did Denny
Wegmans,
win? Was he the
yeah,
winner?
Denny just got a new sleeve and his family's
Oh.
in Gambrills and Crofton. I don't know
Oh.
anybody from Gambrills or Crofton other than Denny. So that's why when I look, anytime you pick these winners, I don't know anybody in Lone Oconee, but I at least have been there. I'm spatially oriented in that way. You know that about me. Some people say spatial. It's like Bill the
There's
Spaceman
space.
Lee.
Yeah,
You
there's
know, the
space
other
involved.
spaceman or Ace Frehley.
Yep.
But I, you know, like I like knowing where people are from. And like this is a tribute to you as a sponsor of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I've been all over the state. I'm like the Johnny Cash of, you know, other than politicians, I've been everywhere, man. You know, so like when I find people who win in Gambrills, I know where Gambrills is. So million-dollar winner in Gambrills right there at the Wegmans.
You know, as we record this, it is a little nippy out there. It is a little chilly, and we have a promotion that is unique. We did it in the summer when it was called the Heat Wave. We're doing it now. It's called the Keno Ice Cold Cash Promotion,
I don't
and we
like
pr
it already. I don't like being cold.
well, I
Like
tell you what.
I prefer the summer one. I'll just tell you that right now. I prefer anything in the summer, I prefer.
Five people are liking it real well.
Was 6 degrees
You
this morning. Yeah, I bet they are.
go to mdlottery.com for all the details. Enter your Keno tickets into the drawing, and we will select five winners each week for a cash prize from 2,500 up to 10,000, and it's tied to the actual temperature from the week before. So, for instance, this week we had our first drawing. Last week's temperature was below 25 degrees. Spoiler alert, this week's temperatures are below 25 degrees, which means they get $10,000 to be selected, and they are. Get your map ready,
All right.
Nestor.
Let me see if I know where these towns are. Go ahead.
Sherry Bale from Chevy Chase, Maryland.
I've been to Chevy. He was on Saturday Night Live, wasn't he?
Or did Chevy
Oh,
Chase
the
win
other
from
Chevy.
Sherry Bale,
All right.
Maryland?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, you have me confused now, but I believe Sherry Bale won from Chevy Chase, Maryland. Don's Dortch from Glen Burnie.
Okay. Been there. Love
M
Glen
Maur
Burnie.
Maurice Gray II from Baltimore. Julie
Positive.
Sweeney from Sykesville. And Stoney White from Brooklyn Park. And I think you hit all of those on the map.
All right, good. I've been to all those places numerous times. Those are
Yep.
easy. You got to give me some towns like, a lot of people don't realize that they're like a Madonna Mary. You know what I mean? You don't
Oh, we'll
hear that
find
very
some.
often, but
Oh, we'll
like
find some.
you know there's a Texas, Maryland?
I did
If
not
you
know that.
no, if you just get off on Warren Road, like a hunt, that is literally te there's a sign that says Texas, Maryland. I
Wow,
wouldn't have
they have
believed it
ranches and
myself.
everything. Do
It's in the
they have a
middle of
big
Hunt
ranch?
Valley. It really is. It's like Phoenix, Maryland's a place. People don't know, but and at least I know how to pronounce Bowie and Bowie, and I know how to pronounce Towson and Towson. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's giving money away. We're talking about prizes. We've been talking about football and gaming and all of this stuff. The Monopoly thing, I'm going to be all about. Now that I found out about that, I have to rethink the whole Magic 8-Ball thing as I bring this whole thing out. But this is the Ravens promotion for the season. And I still have the one last ticket here that I told you I had on my desk. I hope this wasn't the 10,000 because I haven't scratched it. But and it is real, but we're about to go into that season where you're going to give like the big thing away because the Ravens aren't going to make a whole lot of news here, sadly. And I'm still licking my wound. I had to cancel my Kansas City flight, cancel New
Yeah.
Orleans. I mean, if the good news about it is it feels like it goes away after a couple of days, and then they play again on Sunday, and you're like, if he just caught the ball, you start to think like that.
Well,
But you have big winners who have
yes, we
big
do.
things on their minds in regard to like winning the big
Yes, we
banana
do.
because there's still prices out, big prizes still out there.
Yes, we do. As many people know from our shenanigans here on a weekly basis, that we have had a our annual second chance promotions with the Ravens. This year we had something new called Fan of the Game, where they won $1,000 for just being selected for 17 games, plus $1,000 for each touchdown. So our net payout this year, $82,000 in Fan of the Game. I think it's a promotion we may see again next year. I
Well,
think it
that's a
went
fun one,
very
right? Because
well.
it includes the road games too, and you don't get, like it's more all-encompassing, right, than just the home games. Okay.
But coming up on a date to be determined. Now, normally we do this after the Super Bowl, so I have to talk with Doug Lloyd and see what his plans are, because certainly a big part of that is when we can, we'd love to do it in M&T Bank Stadium and use the big jumbotron there and make it a little more theatrical. So
If
we'll
it's
see.
6 degrees, move it inside. I'm just asking,
Well,
it's cold
yeah,
out.
we've had to do that before,
You get warmed up when you win, though.
but we have six people. And they are Guang Shi of Brooklyn, New York. I'm still trying to figure out why and how Brooklyn, New York got into this. James Jones from Lusby, Maryland. Let's see who else we have here. We have Shannon Brown from Aberdeen, Maryland. We have Darla Robbins from Pasadena. And we also have Tia Ivy from Salisbury and Robert Snow from Aspen Hill. Those six people will join us at M&T Bank Stadium on a date to be determined. They've already won $10,000 cash for being selected as finalists, but one of those lucky six will win season tickets for the next 20 years. And by then, maybe the Mark Andrews thing will be forgotten.
Did you say Lusby, Maryland? Lusby. I've been
I
there.
did say that. I
I've
did
been to.
say that.
Have you been there?
I have not, but
Listen,
it's
as
you got to be going there to
executive
get there.
director of the Maryland Lottery, because I know you got pull, right? And I know you get to go places. That would be a great place to visit because it's right near Solomons and the bridge in Solomons,
Oh yeah,
down
very
in
nice.
southern Maryland. And when I was on the Crab Cake tour, A, it was a great place to be. We spent the night in Lexington Park down there. There's a lot of oysters, crab. It's real waterman, area down there. It's beautiful. Great bars, great restaurants, great crab cakes, all of that. But I had breakfast in Lusby's a small little place and it's right by below Calvert Cliffs. There's a place called the Frying Pan that's a great blueberry pancakes for every. There's my free plug for Lusby. So I see when you give me these towns, you work on my one part of my citizenship, which is geography and knowing where I am here. It's a good week for civics like that, I think.
Wow, that's good to
Knowing
know.
you're Maryland when you're on with the executive director of the Maryland Lottery.
Because I've been known to enjoy blueberries, especially baked in things
I
like
promise you get
pies.
great fish. St. Mary's City's beautiful. That's that whole area down there. And I only would say this to you because don't make fun of me if you're listening out on the radio or whatever. I had just never been there before. I had never had a reason to go down there. And when I put this crazy crab cake together, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, it was one of the places where I'm like, never been there. I wonder what it looks like. Our mayor, Brandon Scott, went to college down there. So my friend Don Moeller, his boy. So there's. University is a beautiful place. So there, get to know your Maryland. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Anything you want to say on sports wagering this week? Because I was going to do Mega Millions and Big Game, but I looked and those promotions right now were like 20. They got hit this week pretty good. I've rarely pulled up to the Royal Farms and see 20 and 20 on the big board. And I thought, wow, this is a new beginning, just sort of like the Ravens offseason.
Yeah, there are things there that sometimes happen that can't be explained. And I think statistically, if you were to look at it, it happens more than you think, where on one day, one of the jackpots will get hit. And then the very next day, because sometimes they're drawn on consecutive days, the other jackpot will get hit and you get this reset back down to 20. Yeah, 31-28. It looked like a first quarter score in the NBA when I walked in today.
Well, that's going to change though this year, right? Like one of them's moving to 50, correct?
In April, and we'll talk more about this in the weeks ahead. In April, we will be moving to a much bigger, better, faster, bigger, better, faster Mega Millions game. And part of that is a $50 million reset. So when it is won, it will reset to 50 million. So yeah, at least we'll get a little more going on with the reset amount.
All
But
right,
look for that in April.
last thing for you, and I saved this for last because, I had Jack Kent Cook here for a decade. The Maryland Commanders, that's my new gig, just play along, because they do play in Maryland. I'm just not, I'm not making it up. They're this close to the big game. I've never experienced such. I mean, I did back in 92. I was at that game, Thurman Thomas and the Metrodome. But that was it. That was the end. And when the Ravens came here, and I think you have some history with that, I had some friends, acquaintances that wore the burgundy and gold and the politically incorrect and the Joe Gibbs and the hedge, all that. And they made fun of my Purple Barney team back in the summer of 96. And then we drafted Ray and John, and then history had what it had. This is a whole different thing here. And for outsiders and people certainly of your age who would remember all that I talk about, younger people, I don't think they know. I like Jayden Daniels this week. I like Lamar. I don't, it's different to be 24, 25. You and I remember what that was like, but we're not Gen Z. But I think this is a hard thing for Ravens fans to deal with here. And you're on the outside of this looking at it, but it's a big thing for the state, and it's a big thing for the Commanders, and it's a big thing for their brand, and it's a big thing for the NFL. And they were the bigger brand before all of this. And quite frankly, they are unique to the Maryland Lottery in regard to their stadium and what's inside of it that falls on your desk at some point. And a lot of folks don't even know this because we don't think about their football team until our team gets eliminated and we're suddenly rooting for the Eagles, or else we're all going to be singing hail around here the next couple of weeks and like doing what I just did, which is saying, Jack Kent, who? Joe Theismann. They're in Maryland. Let's claim them as ours. And their quarterback's kind of nice, and I like him. So there's all that going. This is a weird time and unprecedented as a 33-year Baltimore sports radio host having to claim them or at least maybe deal with it because they're pretty good.
I will acknowledge two things. One, I really haven't watched the Commanders, and I watched them in just about their entirety on the last weekend's game. That's a good football team. And briefly during the Ravens game, I thought, wow, this could be really interesting in the next several weeks. Unfortunately, it didn't come to pass, and
Well,
we'll
either
find
one of them that would be waiting for us. Let's just pretend Mark Andrews caught the ball, went into the end, and we win the game somehow. However, we win.
Sure,
Let's
sure.
say we win. And we're going to Kansas City this week. The early games, Philadelphia, Washington, Like we're watching that, we're all greased up about, crab cakes, and we're ready for the game. But whoever wins, either way,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Philadelphia or Washington, and we're now playing for a chance. I mean, there would be nothing more legendary, and I'm a guy that lived through, Phillies and Orioles in '83, obviously. That there's nothing like maybe, Yankees Mets or something like that. But this would be we came close. But I would say that for your purposes and for Maryland and the state of Maryland, when I call them the Maryland Commanders, I'm not too far off, right? Kind of.
No, and certainly from the sports wagering perspective and the sports books that I regulate here in the state of Maryland, we regulate. Yeah, the prospects were, oh my, that could have really been interesting. Because again, each month as we talk, the continues to roll, the income that comes in, the money that's generated and contributes to the state of Maryland, and to have them go head to head would have been unprecedented.
Well, I would say the
And
reality is more people would have been betting this week here in Maryland on a Ravens game that the Ravens were in than a Ravens game that they're not in, right? Like that's just
absolutely.
simple math, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And
And then
more
go,
people
we'll
will
see what
be
happens.
wagering this week because the Washington football team's involved, and that's a good thing for the state of Maryland, right? And probably a good thing. Everybody's having fun. I mean, let them win. I mean, I don't know. I'm not mad anymore. I carried a lot of aggression around in the 90s, John, if you can remember, as me as a young man, they were persona non grata, and I don't feel that way. You don't feel that way, right? I mean, not even just this, like running your department, but just sort of there's not angst here about the Commanders, and that kid's exciting, and it's going to be an exciting weekend of football, and we remind everybody, and this is where you come in to say, play responsibly. There's going to be a lot of weird opportunities to wager on the Super Bowl this year. Have fun with
Yes.
it. Have fun with it. Be safe,
Yes.
right?
Yes. Have a plan, stick with it, and enjoy it.
All right, are you done with me? Did I get everything in?
Yeah, I think we need to move on.
John Martin, Executive Director of All Things Maryland Lottery. He's got to get back to running the Maryland Lottery game. Warm up, stay warm. Enjoy this Ohio State thing. I apologize. Congratulations, because they are your team. So, I mean, as a Maryland guy, I don't know. I mean, I sat there watching Notre Dame and Ohio State, and I thought of Ara Parseghian and Woody Hayes. So at least I had that going on as an old guy. So big sports week around here. Had great guests this week. Lots of Hall of Fame voters in this week where Ichiro went in the Hall of Fame. Luke and I are going to talk a little bit about that, but I've had Howard Balzer on this week, Greg Cosell on this week, John McClain on this week. Lots of Hall of Fame voters as we now await Marshall Yanda, Terrell Suggs, Steve Smith, and their possibilities of going in. A cup of soup or bowl presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery starts at Costas Super Bowl week. We're going to have some scratch-offs to give away. I'm going to have to talk to Roz now about these Monopoly scratch-offs because, who doesn't need a community chest? I'll be talking about Monopoly games next couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Maryland Commanders madness and Baltimore positive. I kid, really. Maybe I don't. Am I really rooting for the Eagles?